It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemare on Empower Radio.
Hi, I'm Stacy DeFord.
And I'm Lynn Montemare.
Welcome to the podcast. Today we are joined by a very special guest. And of course, we can't forget our sponsors, Schoolcraft College and SeatSitters.com. And did you know that Schoolcraft has 4 certified master chefs, 1 certified pastry chef, and a certified master baker on their staff?
That's crazy.
So they are the people that are training the chefs of tomorrow. And you know, I used to work with Chef Brian Paulson, who is an amazing charcuterie chef. He taught there for years and years and years, passed it on to somebody just as qualified. And they have classes. I love this. If you feel like you want to learn to cook or bake something, but you don't want to sign up for weeks and weeks of classes, they have classes that are one night, 1 hour, maybe 2 days. There are so many different opportunities and different types of classes for you to take. So check it all out at schoolcraft.edu/culinary.
Charcuterie is the way to say that?
Charcuterie is, yes.
Okay, that came out of nowhere. Like, all of a sudden people started having those at their appetizers.
And yeah.
I'm like, can I have the charcuterie? The cheddar-shee? The plate with the crackers and stuff?
The only reason I know is because okay. I worked with Chef Brian
Thank
all
you.
Those years.
So you had that experience.
I had to learn the proper way to say it.
Charcuterie.
Because, yeah, he corrected me every time I said it
okay,
wrong.
Okay, thank you.
Until I got it right. Okay, well, today we are joined by Jacqueline Renee, Holistic Health Coach. Welcome, Jacqueline.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you so much for being here. I think this is so important as we're finding out all of the things, like on a bigger level, what happened to Flint, mm-hmm. what was in their water, mm-hmm. and on a smaller level, all the, not smaller actually, but all the food allergies that our kids are experiencing. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us, and I know Lynn, as long as I've known you, you've had stomach issues and...
Yeah, when you told me who the guest was today, I'm like, I don't know if this is divine intervention or just an intervention, because I have had stomach issues my whole life, and this stuff, everything that you do, like, fascinates me beyond. Like, I can just read about it all day long, and I'm still, there's so much, though, that people like you have to exist to try to help us to organize what we should do as far as eating or the allergies or what's really hurting our gut. Like, I don't know. Even
and
though I
how
read
to
all
figure
it
out. So
right.
Let's start there. So, yeah. So tell us how you got started in this.
Well, I got started in this, and funny enough, Stacy, you know this because I did Stacy's hair for probably 5-6 years.
Oh yeah. And my kids.
And her kids.
My hair's
who are
never
now
been
adults
the same.
And really funny watching them be adults. But so I was a hairstylist for 10 years. Just like you, Lynn, I struggled with many digestive issues, crippling anxiety, all sorts of things, you know, terrible skin, you name it, I had it. I felt in the same place that you're describing, which is completely overwhelmed, mm-hmm. very frustrated, not knowing who to turn to. And so I just was like making it my mission and started researching everything and decided to quit being a hairstylist. Sorry, Stacy. And I took some time off to get better, which is very important, mm-hmm. to be able to allow yourself time to heal. And then I went back to school at Institute for Integrative Nutrition, where that program changed my life. It changed the way I look at food and lifestyle, stress, everything. And it was just like peeling back the layers of my healing journey little by little to where I got to the point where I'm living a complete holistic lifestyle and free from a lot of that pain.
And what does holistic mean?
Sure, absolutely, good question. Holistic actually just means whole body. Right. So you're not okay. looking at, whereas if I'm a gastroenterologist or if I'm an MD, I'm looking at one symptom of mm-hmm. the cause. Holistic is looking at the entire body and the way it's connected to be able to put it together for root cause.
So when people don't have the benefit or the luxury to be able to take some time off and go to that great program that you went to, which I think I would sure. absolutely love, mm-hmm. where do they start? Who do they call? Where do they go to find what is wrong and what's bothering their system?
Sure. Well, you can call me.
Perfect. Awesome. Didn't even mean to do that, but everybody.
Shameless plug.
There you go. No, please
not
do.
Not shameless at all. People need
yeah.
help.
Yes.
And so, we are, that yeah. is the, just a little sidebar. That's the point of this podcast, is we want to help people.
Yes.
And sometimes people don't even know the help they need. So there mm-hmm. may be somebody listening right now going, I didn't even know that I needed that. And I didn't know there was a person who could help
because
me.
How many times do you hear people go to their regular family doctor or whatever and they say, I've been complaining for years. He doesn't do any. He can't help me. Because, you know, in fairness to them, that's not their specialty. You know, they're not these people that are going to be giving you meal
programs.
And that's
not how they were trained.
No, not at all. Not trained like Jacqueline Renee was.
So what's the next step if somebody calls you?
Okay. So hopefully, you know, they call me before they get really overwhelmed. However, majority of phone calls that I take and clients that I take are actually in the overwhelmed state. So when they call me, it's more or less putting all the information out and putting it in steps, right? So they maybe have seen two or three or four different doctors. They're overwhelmed. One might say low FODMAP diet. One might say go gluten-free. One might say, you know, just keep doing what you're doing and taking Tums, and none of it is working for them. So my initial session, which is a 90-minute session, is whether on Skype or in person, is where we lay everything out. We look at total health history, you know, ancestry, what they're eating, past, present, future, all the tests they've done, and just start to like literally Tetris it together into what would look like a program moving forward or what I can help them with moving forward.
So at that point, you look at everything they've already tried.
Yeah, we got to look at everything you've tried. You know what I mean? Because if we don't, we're starting from square one, and that in itself can be overwhelming because they say, well, I've done all this stuff. Was that none of it worth it? And it's all worth it because it's all just getting you to that place, that new journey. You know, everything's a step.
Now, do you find, is it like 90% of it's going to be food? Or is there other things that you're recommending that they do a lot, you know, often with the people that are calling you?
Yeah, I think my top three pillars, number one is definitely food, but it's also going to be stress and environment / lifestyle, right?
Okay.
So, and I would put job under that category as well. So food is medicine. We know that. So removing inflammatory foods and introducing anti-inflammatory foods is 100% going to be the best start for you. But we have to, it's very important to take a look at what's going on mentally, what your stress is like on a daily level, what you're exposed to, what your lifestyle is. And then, you know, also environment, you mentioned Flint, right? If that's your environment and you're really sick, how do we fix it? How do we get you out of that environment to be able to help you thrive?
Mm-hmm. And I've looked at your website and I love that your process is very gentle.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because I was having trouble years and years ago. I had trouble all through my 20s and 30s and early 40s with my cholesterol levels. Nobody else in my family has it. It's just me. And so I just was like, my doctor was trying to put me on medication. And I just was like, no, I'm not taking medication. I went vegan cold turkey, which I swear I shook for a week. Like, it was the hardest thing I've ever done.
Withdrawals.
I would never recommend it to anybody. And I'm not vegan anymore. I did it for a while. But your approach is very gentle and doable. Like if I'd known somebody like you at that time, I would have felt so much better because that's all right. Let's try this thing and see how you feel. Mm-hmm. It's like one step at a time.
Mm-hmm. It is. I always say that small changes really create big results because, you know, just if I met you in your 20s and we were talking and you said, well, I really want to go vegan, then I would have started you on a reduction plan where we would have been able to test, does this work a little bit? Is it actually all meat? Is it just this type of meat? Is it whatever it is, you know, we kind of work through it. And I'm kind of like a hand holder in that way.
Can I ask your opinion on a couple popular different diets?
100%.
Okay, perfect.
Sure.
This is what I love because I read about this stuff all the time and I'm like, I try it, I dabble here. Then I'm like, am I doing it right? Am I doing it wrong? And one big one that I thought I could get my arms around, but then it became a lot of math and that's where it lost me is the keto.
Mm-hmm.
With all the, you know, good carbohydrates, bad, because one of the problems I have with certain diets, in that one, for example, there's lots of, I like fruits and vegetables, but you really can't eat a lot of fruits and vegetables on the keto plan because they have carbs in them. But then if you Google it or you become one of the members of the, you know, the Facebook groups, and people are saying, well, broccoli, that's good grams. So you can have those carbohydrates, but only less than five of those or whatever. You know what I mean? It got overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And then I thought I would get into just like eating cheese and turkey bacon and cheese whips all day. And then screw up. So then I'd backfire and gain 20 pounds if I did this keto thing. It's very like, what are your thoughts on the keto?
Yeah, it's very, very confusing, I think, for the general population. I personally, just so you know, have not gone keto.
Okay.
however, I do believe it has a place in time. Okay, so it kind of is two things. When someone is really suffering and struggling, like we have some people in our clinic that are, let's say, near death or walking a fine line of whether they're going to have surgery mm-hmm. or in a very traumatic state, and we put them on a very monitored keto program, we see incredible results with them where they're changing their entire life, but it's never long term.
Symptoms would someone maybe have that you would put them on the keto plan?
Sure. So if somebody is, you know, maybe in a very inflammatory state and they're having, let's say, brain trauma or some really terrible, very close to major problem heart issues mm-hmm. or something like that. You're in the hospital and your doctor's like, you need to do something
really
drastic or it's going to be bad.
Okay.
Or other autoimmune diseases as well, because when you're in ketosis, your body goes out of an inflammatory state because it's burning up all of your, you know, I don't want to just say fat, but it's also burning your inflammation. It's getting mm-hmm. your organs. It's taking the stress off your organs mm-hmm. to be able to produce quicker and turnover quicker and faster. So it's really helpful for that. Now, if I was just an average person and I was like, look, I'm really looking to lose 20 pounds, I would love to try ketosis to jumpstart my diet, I think it's important to work with somebody because they can put you in ketosis and you can get your body burning, but then you got to bring stuff back in. And
right.
I actually think that's where the real magic yeah. happens, is like, okay, well, now I'm going to put in brown rice and quinoa and these other things that are actually good for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to burn it. My body's going to use it as fuel instead of just storing it. And okay. so that's really where the magic happens.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's funny. My trainer, which I think we go to the same place, they talk about how you do need, if you are working out, mm-hmm. you like, there's so much out in the world now, like, oh, carbs are bad. You don't need carbs. And I think I bought into that for a while. But you do need carbs. Your body needs them for fuel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm of the belief, and I wonder if you agree with this, there's no bad food except, I say, processed food.
Right.
That's what I try to stay away
mm-hmm.
from.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no, to me, we have no control over what's in that. We don't know what they're really putting in it because mm-hmm. they don't have to tell us.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like the more natural foods you eat, mm-hmm. the healthier you're going to be.
Right.
Not that I do that all the time, but that's always my goal.
Right. I always kind of, I do think it is a balance. There's a fine
yeah.
line. I am gluten-free because of allergies. However, I eat most other foods, but I tend to, I 100% stay away from sugar. I keep my alcohol to a small amount and I try not to eat any processed foods. And so I think that works for me, but what works for you? You know, I eat meat. Stacey, you don't eat that much meat. You know, it just, it's got to work for you. And that's where I do feel like health coaching or working with a nutritionist does come into play, because how do you always know what works for you? Sometimes
right.
you have to work with somebody to figure it out, and you can go by blood type. You can go by goals and aspirations of what you want your body to look like or feel like. If you're
mm-hmm.
struggling with pain, we don't want you to struggle with pain. Well, what is it that's causing pain, and what are you willing to let go of in order to feel good?
Right. Well, you just touched on something else. Sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. So I think
about this all day.
Right. Okay. Could we? Because I feel like sugar must be in a lot of hidden places that people don't mm-hmm. realize, because, you know, I was just talking to my sister about, you know, she's, you know, on a plan to try to lose weight. And I said, well, what are you doing? What's the biggest thing you're doing? She said, well, first of all, cutting out sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'm thinking to myself, well, I'm not a real sweet eater. I don't eat sweets. You know, I do like red wine. I know that is a culprit for me. But what other things is there sugar in that I probably don't even know about that I'm eating thinking I don't have a problem with sugar?
Sure. I'll share this quick story. So I went up north this weekend. I was with two of my girlfriends. One of them actually is a holistic health coach, and the other one is getting started on her journey and trying to understand what sugar's in. So we just stop at this cute little general store, and of course there's not much healthy stuff up north. She was like, I'm just craving chips. I'm like, great, let's go in here and we'll get some Great Lakes, you know, whatever, chips. And she's like, okay, yeah, I want the barbecue. I was like, okay, but just grab the bag and look on the back, see if there's any cane sugar in it. And she was like, not in chips. And so she turns the bag and it was like the second ingredient. She was like, oh, I hate hanging out with you.
I was just going to say, this is probably, yeah, this would not be fun for me eating around my friend that is that. I have a, like I told you before the show started, I have a friend that does this. And I always, even though she's like totally cool, like I'm sure you are, I always feel guilty like when I'm ordering, I'll have the burrito. Yeah, no, I won't have the burrito.
Well, speaking of health, we do have to talk about
staying healthy.
One of our sponsors of, who eating. Gets it.
Yes.
I don't know if you've heard about this, Jacqueline. I think you're going to love this.
Seat Sitters? Have you heard of Seat Sitters?
No.
You may not have yet, but you will today. Because airplanes are filled with nasty germs. I'm sure you've heard of that, right? Because they don't have the time or the personnel to go in there and clean those seats after every flight. So Seat Sitters was invented to keep you healthy while you're flying and so that you don't get on vacation and all of a sudden become ill because of the germs. Or you get home from a great vacation and now you are ill. So we watch what we eat and exercise, right? Why won't we do what we can to stay away from germs? Seat Sitters has a travel kit that was created just for that clean, healthy travel. It comes with a seat cover, a tray table cover, two sanitary wipes, an allergy mask, and a no-nut sticker. So for under $20 a kit, you can fly healthy. Don't spend another vacation with a sick family member. Order your Seat Sitters kit today at seatsitters.com, or it is now also at bedbathandbeyond.com in the travel section.
Very cool.
Isn't it?
I like that. I travel a lot.
I know you do. Yeah. I think you need this.
Yes, I definitely will be purchasing one or two.
Intermittent fasting. Intermittent. Am I saying it right?
Intermittent. Yeah.
Fasting.
Like the mitten.
Intermittent.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I am a fan of intermittent fasting, again, done in a specific protocol. And if it's very drastic, that you work with a professional. And again, I'm not just saying this so someone will work with a professional,
right.
But you have to be careful with your health. You can do more harm with some of these diets and lifestyles than you can, you know, good.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing about intermittent fasting that's really important is our body needs rest and digest just as much as you need sleep. So if I kept interrupting your sleep, how quality would your sleep be? It would be terrible, right?
Right.
So if you keep interrupting your digestion by snacking all day or constantly eating without giving it a break to rest and digest, it's never going to be able to process the food. So you get things like bloat and gas and stuff like that. But also you're putting a lot of stress on your organs that help digest. And so over time, you're creating inflammation and causing, you know, your liver and maybe your pancreas or gallbladder to have inflammation as well.
I have never heard it put like
that. Me either.
That is genius.
Yeah.
Like,
I like rest and digest.
Well, that
makes sense.
And that makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
If you think about it that way, it's like, of course it needs rest.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just like you need sleep.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Except for the rest and digest process is a little bit more than what ours is. Okay. It doesn't just need the night and the day, right? So we wake up in the day, we're up for 12 hours or whatever. I don't know how long you're up, but you're up and then you're asleep at night. Rest and digest has periods needing rest and digest. So the moment that food goes in your mouth, you secrete digestive enzymes, and this helps to start digesting your food. Comes down the esophagus into the stomach. Liver, gallbladder, and pancreas are responsible for secreting digestive enzymes to break it down into bile, and then it goes into the intestines. This process takes 4 hours, okay? So if you start eating at 2 hours, what's going to happen? The body's like, hey, I can't really finish digesting that other food because I got to start digesting this new food. It's like if you have a job and you're doing your job, you're working on a file and your boss just keeps coming in and putting new files on your desk.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I quit. I'm not doing this anymore.
Yeah.
So you really want 4 hours in between meals. If you are someone who is experiencing terrible hormonal imbalance or blood sugar level problems, then I would maybe start slow. If you're eating every hour to 2 hours, then start to slowly move it back. I just have to always say that because I don't want people to
And that's and that is how you do things. It's not like you are just a jump. You don't jump start people in like you should. OK, it's 4 hours. Go.
Yeah.
Like you're very that is what I love about working with you is you are very. You don't look at it like, okay, this is going to make you better. So this is what you do. Like, it's not a pill.
Mm-hmm.
It's a process.
It's a process. Yeah.
And you look at the person you're working with and go, okay, this is what you can handle.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is how we're going to do it this week. And that is, and because I've worked with Jacqueline for years and that is
from head to toe,
from head to toe. Yes. And that is one of the things I always loved about you is you were like, okay, this week you can handle this. And maybe next week when you're stronger, you can handle something different. But you also are very good at recognizing that if somebody has been making progress and is able to handle more and more and more and more, but maybe there's a point in time because of other things, it's like, okay, this week we're going to take it easy. Mm-hmm. Because yes, you've been going forward and it might feel like a step backwards, but it's not. It's mm-hmm. you need to just maybe wait here or mm-hmm. go back a step.
Yeah.
Like it's not just, it's not a computer program.
Right. Right. Yeah. I always say, I say a lot of the time, and one of my dear friends told me this, healing is not linear. So taking steps back is not always a bad thing. Sometimes it's perfect. It's exactly where you need to be, and just move backwards a little bit and put yourself in a good position to be stronger to move forward.
See, why did you just let me go on when you had healing is not linear yeah. in your pocket the entire time?
I mean,
seriously,
you know, I'm used to letting people talk.
You just hold up your hand and say, Stacey, shut it.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you had to go through your process.
Right. What do you think people's biggest obstacle is when you meet with them?
Themselves.
Ah.
Yeah. I think, and I was victim to this too. Well, not a victim, but, you know, I put myself in this mm-hmm. position. But I do feel like we are so heady. We're so in our head. So number one is telling yourself you deserve to heal or you deserve to get better. I know that sounds kind of, you know, funny, but you really do. Because so many people that I work with, and I do typically work more with women than men. It's just, I guess, law of attraction. But I think so many women that I meet, they come in and they're panicked, they're worried, they're overwhelmed, they're stressed, whether they're moms or not. They're just in this state of, I can't get better. But it starts with saying, I can get better. I can get better.
We just had our last podcast topic was on what you're really saying when you say, I can't.
Yes. Yes.
And how you are actually stopping yourself.
Negative self-talk is huge.
Well, we are on trend, girl.
I know, right? Look at us.
You guys are so cool.
Wow.
Can I be a part of this group?
Yes.
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 Anytime.
Yeah, I think that is really important. And it is actually part of a new the new message I'm going to be launching out for fall is the mental aspect, the stress around it, the negative self-talk versus it just being like, well, what's on my plate? Because it's easy to just eat so much, you know, good food. You can eat all the kale, you can run, but what are you saying to yourself? What are you, you know, providing for yourself to be able to, for you to move forward?
Now, do you work with teenagers as well?
Yeah, I actually work with all ages because a lot of times I work with children. Like I have some clients that have had me do some food sensitivities for babies or kids that are just struggling and they can't really verbalize what they're going through. So mm-hmm. we're just like, all right, let's do a finger prick. Let's find out your food sensitivities and get them on some better food.
Now, I looked at your website, too, and something that you offer that I love are meal plans.
Mm-hmm.
And see, for me, when you said, I asked what the biggest obstacle was and you said yourself, probably. Mm-hmm. All right. So I think a meal plan is pretty easy to follow, right? And but then I get like, will I be able to make this food taste like good for my family compared to what they're used to and what they've grown up with? And now I'm going to, because the three plans you have, I thought vegan, you know, looks great. Mm-hmm. Although, like, I wonder, will I get full enough from vegan? Do people, is that something that people worry about a lot? And they know they always talk about, will I get my protein? And mm-hmm. so where do you get the protein when you're doing vegan?
Sure, absolutely. And that's really the most important part about my vegan plan is that I use things like hemp seeds. I know Stacey knows I always mm-hmm. promote hemp seeds because 3 tablespoons of them have 11 grams protein, which is the same as like a chicken breast.
Oh, wow.
Chia seeds. So we use seeds in superfoods. Spirulina in smoothies is a really great way to get plant-based proteins. And I'm crazy about it too for my vegans because that's why a lot of them fail is because they don't get enough protein. So I've already worked that into the meal plan and some of the information that goes along with it.
This is just a great example of overwhelmness. I go to Costco and they have all those hemp seeds and all those. I have bags of all of it in my pantry. They're all shut. They have never been opened because I don't know what to do with them. But I want to.
Sounds like I should come over and
hang
out in your pantry.
Thank you. I was hoping you were picking up on what I was putting down. Perfect.
Yeah. Okay. Now this is what would stop me. Mm-hmm. And tell me if you've heard this. I'd be like, okay, I really want to do this. I really want to get healthy, but I'm never going to be able to have a glass of wine with my girlfriends again. Mm-hmm. Like But it's not like that, is it?
It's not like that. It depends on where you are in your journey. If you're really sick, obviously we need to really look at things that are inflammatory and take them out for a period of time. But everything is temporary, you know, especially when we say healing is not linear. It's temporary. So if you need to give up alcohol for 60 days to allow your body to get back into a good state, and then we can start to bring it in and see what it does for you. But if you're just regular, you're not really experiencing a lot of issues, but you're just trying to get healthier, then of course you enjoy in moderation. I think it was Dr. Frank Lipman who said, and I love it, it's just like so basic. He said, eat food, mostly plants, not too much, period.
Wait a second. Good. I'm writing
yeah, write that down.
Eat foods.
Let's get a bumper sticker that
mostly plants.
Yeah, mostly plants, not too much.
Not too much. Oh my gosh, that's going to become my new mantra.
Yes, yeah. Literally words to live by.
Okay, Jacqueline, if somebody wants to reach you, where can they find you?
Sure. So my website is JacquelineReneeWellness.com.
Jacqueline is J-A-C-L-Y-N. And we're going to put all of this on our website, by the way, and all our social media. So we will connect you to Jacqueline. But if somebody's listening right now and is like, I got to go now.
Okay, call my business number at 586-601-6908 or email me at Jacqueline@JacquelineReneeWellness.com or find me on Instagram and send me a DM, Jacqueline Renee Wellness.
You are easy to find.
I
love your
everywhere.
Instagram. Your Instagram is so inspiring and gorgeous. You do.
Thanks.
You take beautiful photos. Thank you so much for joining us
very
today.
Much. Thank you.
A ton of information. And again, we will put this all on our website. If you've got any issues or if there's anything else you think we should talk to Jacqueline about again, we're happy to bring her back. Let us know on our social media and we will see you next week.